From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
You've been going to too many karate classes.
You gotta go to karate classes because, look, Trump's not doing well in the polls right now.
No, he is taking a nosedive, and I am celebrating every day.
And so if we have Hillary, our guns are going to be taken from us. I got to learn karate. Hi-ya!
Just as insane of an argument as the normal defense of the Second Amendment lunatics.
Pete, have you ever done hand-to-hand combat?
Yes, of course.
So when you're going in, hi-ya!
My immediate move is I go right for the neck.
You go right for the neck?
I know how to punch a person right in the middle of their neck so that they'll immediately pass out, and then I go on my way.
That's more aggressive than I'm used to hearing from you, Pete.
Well, when it comes to protecting yourself, those are the weapons that you have. Your hands, your eight weapons. I took some... Your eight weapons.
What are your eight weapons? So you got two hands.
Two hands. Your elbows.
Okay, that's four.
Your knees.
Knees.
And your feet.
Okay, so it's all your joints and your hands and your extremities.
Those are your eight weapons.
Wow.
That's Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. Well, Hillary Clinton's
I left in the middle of my first class.
You left in the middle of your first Muay Thai class?
I took a Muay Thai class and I left because I was starving.
Which Muay Thai is the one, it's like the dancing Israeli one?
It's not Israeli.
What's the Israeli dancing fight? Like, remember the Zohan?
I've never seen it.
Well, all right. So Bill Clinton, this is in the news. You saw this last week. Clinton went and met with Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Yes, on the tarmac of the Phoenix airport, just a couple of friends sharing coffee and sitting in a private plane.
First of all, I don't believe in plane flight.
What?
I think that it's wizardry sort of thing. Christians, all good Christians, shouldn't be believing in plane flight.
That's right. That's why there is a welcome mat of the Wright brothers' faces with a no smoking sign over it in front of your house.
That's right. So Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch is investigating Hillary, mm-hmm. right, for her murder. Mm-hmm. She murdered a bunch of nerds with her email server. We don't know yet.
What?
We don't know what we're going to find. We got to investigate.
I think you're conflating a couple of scandals.
There's so many of them, it's hard to keep track. She had a private server.
The reason that they're all difficult to keep track of is because they're all falsely constructed.
Are they falsely constructed? Yes. I think that everyone in America should be able to have hours of investigation about them and come out unscathed.
That's a lot of government. I'm not sure that you would actually like that. But the conversation that former President Clinton and Loretta Lynch had was mostly about grandchildren and golf.
We don't know that.
I understand it. It was close to an hour of talking about grandchildren and golf.
I think Bill Clinton walked into that plane. He climbed up into that godless bus, mm-hmm. Airbus. Mm-hmm. He marched up there. He grabbed Loretta Lynch. He said, you better not put my lady in jail. And they did some sort of secret Illuminati handshake. And now Hillary Clinton's not going to get indicted.
I really don't think it's fair that people are going after Loretta Lynch.
Why?
She already didn't get the job that she was supposed to get.
What job was she supposed to get?
Oh, nope. I'm thinking about Susan Rice.
You racist. You're racist, Pete. You're racist. And you bring up Benghazi, which is a good point. Susan Rice lied about Benghazi. Who died? Hillary lied. Who died? Look, this all comes together into this souffle of too many scandals for Hillary. And now you have Bill Clinton. What's going to happen when
she's
he is the first husband of the United States? And he's in there and he's going up to Vladimir Putin and having private meetings with him.
He won't be doing that.
I think what we need to do with Bill Clinton is publicly have a shaming where he has to walk across America naked.
Turn off your phone and stop watching that one scene from Game of Thrones.
He needs to be and some lady behind him goes, shame, shame, and we throw tomatoes at his penis.
No, I will tell you right now, if you rewatch that scene, there is a piece of meat that gets stuck in that actress's clavicle because it's too deep. And I do not think that our former president should be subjected to the same treatment.
I think he should be shamed. He should walk all the way from Washington, D.C. to Portland, Oregon. I think it would be a national cleansing. More public shaming. Folks, here's someone that we never got a chance to publicly shame because she was in the presidential election for such a short amount of time.
In fact, she was publicly shamed when she became Ted Cruz's running mate and fell off that stage.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And I have to say, as someone that supports conservative candidates, I thought that was funny.
I couldn't believe our good fortune.
When we come back, we got Carly Fiorina here in the studio.
we are in the studio today with former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina.
Welcome, Carly. I am a huge fan of yours.
I want to thank you both for having me here today. I respect your opinions, and I'm happy to have a platform to express mine.
And what have you been doing? I mean, your presidential campaign imploded so quickly. What have you been doing since you've been off the trail?
I actually wouldn't use the word implode. Mm. I got exactly what I wanted out of the campaign. I was able to have a platform to speak on my ideas, and Mr. Trump, respectively, had a very aggressive campaign, and it made sense at the time for me to step down and let Mr. Trump do his job.
Trump, of course, really gave it to you in these debates. He insulted the way you...
Let's be careful with the term, gave it to you.
Why?
I think it implies something.
What does it imply? He gave her insults.
All right, well, let's move on.
You know that I don't know all the sex terms that you do.
Just to clear it up, Mr. Trump gave it to me in a verbal lashing. But did he ever sexually dig his dick deep inside my uterus? That's a negative. Did he sexually get it in the furines? That's gonna be no.
You've referred to yourself as the Furine.
That's right.
Is that a nickname that you're trying to get to catch on?
Well, Carly Fiorina, when people think of her, they think of a beautiful, soft, almost ethereal presence. But when I want to be someone who's in control, like at my position at HP, I would take on the role of the Furines. The Furines is someone who's brutal, who fires people, who lets people go if they get pregnant, who does what she has to get her company to fold on its own.
And you can disassociate the Fiorines from yourself.
That's right. Carly Fiorina, she's tucking her doggies into bed. But the Fiorines, she's finding out that a woman has had unprotected sex with the intent of procreating, and she's letting that person go before the morning meeting.
I have to say, illegal. I think that this is a... Is that illegal?
I'm certain it is.
I think it should not be illegal. I think that if someone is going to make the choice to get pregnant and lower their productivity, it is up to a private business owner to decide if this person is fired or not.
That's exactly right. If you're working for Furines, it's your number one priority. And as I've heard from other parents, parenting and their children can be their first priority. And that doesn't line up with the Furines' business policy. So if you have something distracting you, like, let's say, a loving home environment, you go on.
Yeah, there you go. You say you tuck doggies into bed?
That's right. Carly Fiorina is going to tuck her doggies into bed.
What kind of bed do your dogs have?
My dogs sleep on a circular silk rotating bed. I sleep in a drawer on the ground.
A drawer on the ground?
I've pulled it out of the dresser, and I sleep in the drawer.
Wow.
In the drawer underneath your dogs' beds.
That's right. My husband pushes me under.
He pushes you under. So in the night,
I curl up my body into fetal position. Mind you, every fetus is alive, so I look similar to one. And I curl up, get pushed under the bed, and a cool 8 hours later, the drawer comes out, and hopefully...
How do you get out of the drawer?
My husband will come get me 8 hours later.
He does not sleep in a drawer.
No, my husband sleeps in the bed with the dogs, and I'm not allowed to ask what happens.
You're not always implying.
I would encourage you to ask.
My husband and I have an agreement. He does he, me does me.
Well, so now that you're not on the campaign trail, what are you doing?
I'm really taking a lot of me time. I'm lying on my back in plank position, looking at the ceiling. I'm taking some time to personally tag Planned Parenthood's unsafe Satan works here.
Tag with, like, graffiti, like you go with spray cans of paint.
That's right. In the still of the night, I'll dress in all black, and I will...
So you get out of the drawer in the middle of the night.
Who pulls you out?
Your husband is in bed with the dogs?
No. I sleep during the day. And night is when I come alive and do my work. I sleep.
That's true. We did assume that she was sleeping at night. She never said that. That wasn't one of the facts.
I said I was.
This is going to sound horrible. But are you a vampire?
Well, there are things about a vampire that, yes, are similar to me. Do I like garlic? I hate it. If you stabbed me in the chest with a wooden plank, would I die? No. Yes.
No, that's impressive, though. I mean, that's...
You survived a wooden plank attack?
I have survived a lot of things. A lot of people describe me as a cat with nine lives, although I have been killed probably more than nine times, but...
Do you mean people have literally killed you more than nine times?
Well,
you're hard to stop beating more than nine times.
I'll tell you one thing. When my mother was pregnant with me, she went on an aggressive jog, which is an attempt at an abortion.
No. I'm familiar.
Yes.
Horseback riding, aggressive jog, throwing yourself down the stairs. These are all very old school abortion techniques.
Is this one of the reasons that you became so strongly pro-life, is you realized that your mom had tried to abort you through jogging?
Well, when I found out that my mother was engaging in activities that would help her lose the fully formed brain and mind of a baby inside of her, it did make me think that I should really go on a crusade to let other people know the dangers of an attempted abortion. When I was conceived, I had a brain, arms, legs, a full human size adult female head.
What, a baby's body or...
On a baby's body, I had my exact adult head with the same haircut the second I was conceived. When my father thrust himself...
You were conceived.
With a baby.
The sperm went in the egg, and as soon as you were conceived, it popped out immediately. Like, pop, a big bang.
Because a regular baby neck has a very hard time supporting even a baby's head.
I was thinking, feeling, I remember everything from the womb, including... the aggressive jog, the when my mom ate too spicy Thai food and I almost put her into labor. And I remember as a fetus thinking, you know, when I get out of here, I'm going to make my life count. So I truly remember every minute of the 9 months and all of the attempts at my life. So that is why I've had more than nine lives, some would say.
Your mother tried to kill you nine times in the womb?
More than that. There was a Mexican vacation, I remember, where she had a glass of wine.
And that must make you a strong advocate for women's reproductive rights, a woman's right to choose.
A woman's right to choose to have a
baby. Because it seems like your mother was unable to get a legal abortion, so she was doing some of the most insane things to try to get rid of you, including drinking a glass of Mexican wine.
Yes, glass of, which is, of course, a euphemism.
Yes, I got that. You winked enough times that I understood.
What is that a euphemism for?
A glass of Mexican wine is... actually poison you insert through the vaginal cavity.
So her vagina drank a little vial of poison.
I don't know that
that's
much.
That's the thing that I know.
So. But Carly does not support that.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
The second that a woman's bod receives the spermie, it has...
A woman's bod receives the spermie.
You are so casual and cool.
The child has a full-size brain and head. So,
Mystery Arena, I do believe that is objective.
I have seen it. I have seen it with my own eyes.
Oh, she is clenching a fist.
Pumping her little fist, clutching her purse. I don't know what's in there.
I have seen it. I've seen
it. What's in there? What's in your bag?
Okay, fine.
What is that?
What is in that bag?
It's a live fetus that
oh
I will be
God.
Inserting into
oh my God.
Myself later.
Why?
This baby needs a chance to live. It has.
Where did you get that?
That baby's not even in a bag. It's just a loose.
I found
it's
this.
It's a Lucy.
I found this in the toilet at the YMCA.
Oh my God.
You should get this baby to a hospital. It's in there with
a hospital.
I need to incubate him.
Oh my God.
I need to
put it into her vagina.
No, please.
Don't do that. That baby is covered with little pieces of gum and tobacco from your purse.
It has thoughts. It has a personality.
It doesn't, and it's not going to go anywhere.
It wants to be an astronaut.
Oh my God.
It is only halfway in. Carly Fiorina really forcing it.
Carly Carly Fiorina will use her body cavity to house abortion attempts. Thank you very much.
Wow, it's gone.
I am astonished.
It's gone.
That baby has been swallowed by Carly Fiorina's vagina.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that.
Then you carry these babies to term?
You need to get to a doctor.
I'm my own doctor. No one can help Furines now.
My God.
Your body is full. If I'm following you correctly, your body is full of dead babies. Full of fetuses that you have swallowed with your own vagina. Force them out there. That cannot be healthy for your vaginal cavity.
I can't believe that you would refer to the babies as dead when you, with your own two eyes, have seen the full adult head and baby body lying on the table in front of us.
Wow. So you believe that the fetuses inside you will come out when they're ready?
I pop them out at 7 months. I've done this for years, and I have quite the brood. Of course, when I birth them, they are on their own.
Like a shark.
Immediately.
A shark mom. The mother of a
wow.
No,
because
sort of
you believe
instinct.
As a Republican that they can take care of themselves and that they should take care of themselves.
They need to learn early on.
I think this is very much in keeping with your no family leave policy. Everyone is on their own. We're all strong individuals.
That's exactly right. Your job is your number one priority. And so when my body has housed these feti, when they're done, they can't be a distraction to me anymore. And so they do learn to take care of themselves.
What are some of the things that your babies have gone on to do besides, I'm almost certain, immediately die?
Well, I keep tabs on them. I tag them and am able to track them.
Tag them with some sort of like responder?
A tracker device.
Tracker device.
And then I will keep, I'm up to 35 at this point.
Oh, wow.
One of the people I've housed in my body is a manager at American Eagle.
That's out of the 35. That's the most impressive thing that's happened.
Is that store still open?
American Eagle. Yeah, you can get great cargos and khakis there.
Yeah, I would never go to a mall.
Are you familiar with a lace-free shoe?
Yes.
Like a slipper?
Like a kids or a Tom's
or a boat shoe?
Yes. Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
I think I'd like one for my birthday.
This is a change of topic.
Carly, I'm not going to. Fiorines, I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm not going to give you a gift. You ruined my studio.
Yeah, there's all sorts of.
By throwing the detritus.
Old amniotic fluid. I don't even know what this is.
I'm going to make my little army do as I have shown them by example. We will infiltrate Planned Parenthoods and any type of body. That a live fetus that is being put in the trash compactor, we will take and we will let grow inside of us.
Now, I didn't know that Planned Parenthood used trash compactors.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the video of the trash compactor.
Okay, put your fist down. Put your fist down.
They put...
Also, you have hands that are so out of line with the size of the rest of you.
That's right. I've got humongous hands. It almost looks like Mickey Mouse.
What? Almost looks like Mickey Mouse.
It did not look like Mickey Mouse, and it came at me too fast.
Oh, my God. So you saw a video, which apparently no one else has seen, a Planned Parenthood video, and you said that... this is a real video of a fetus reaching out and giving the thumbs up.
Yes, I have seen a video of what they do to the babies at Planned Parenthood. Not only have I seen them shove a baby in a trash compactor who's saying, help me, help me, help me.
The baby said, help me with its fully formed head.
Yes, it had a little baby body, but then an adult head that said, help me, this isn't right. And I don't think it's right either.
Wow. And they were like, this is too much, this is too big, we got to compact this up.
That's right.
To a cube.
And then they turn it into a little cube. And then guess what? Oh, you're in the waiting room. Would you like a water? Would you like ice with that? The ice cube is the baby's body.
No.
Yes.
They freeze the little baby cube.
You mean to tell me.
I've seen it with my own eyes. Serena's seen the video with her own eyes.
She's on the table now. And I have no idea why. It's almost like having a feral animal on the table. And my brother and I are really backing away. Okay. We will do whatever you ask. Okay?
Okay.
There are no baby ice cubes here.
No baby ice cubes.
There are no baby ice cubes.
I've seen it with my own eyes. You have to see this video. All the babies in the garbage can reach their hands out. They say, help me, this isn't right. And then a big man with a large boot stumps him. And then they take the garbage bag filled with the baby parts, and they say, what's the deepest cave we can find?
The deepest cave we can find.
Toss them in. And then, oh, that's not where the video ends. Now the cave closed.
Oh, that is
seems like a
long video.
A real epilogue there of them bulldozing the cave closed.
I can't imagine the amount of time that elapses between when the babies are first put in the garbage can and when they find the cave.
It's a long video that is entirely factual. And I'll let you know when the cave closes. It looks like the first scene in Aladdin.
Which was a great movie, Pete. I know you don't watch films.
No, I would never watch a movie.
They grab the lamp and they're coming out and they're on a magic carpet.
Make up your own story. That's what the human imagination is for.
So what do you have to say to the rest of the Republicans right now? You had, really quickly, you were going to be the vice president for Ted Cruz. People that were your supporters, how do you tell them? Are you telling them to support Trump? What are you saying to them now as we go into the summer?
To my supporters, I'm saying, look, I was so close. I was almost there. I was truly inches away from becoming the president. But then I decided that wouldn't really be my jam. So I want all my supporters to focus on their work, not the presidency. I want them to say, what can my body do for someone else? I do know that a woman in office is an incredible, irreversible mistake. Women have smaller brains. Women don't have capabilities. And I know that Secretary Clinton is very vocal about loving her daughter and grandchild, which is a pure distraction. And I believe that she would be distracted.
Thank you for being here today. I think you will be remembered from the 2016 campaign as the woman who fell off a stage.
And you know what? You're a hero.
I think that's all people will remember.
Keep fighting for fetuses. Keep stuffing them inside you, Carly. I salute you.
Go to a doctor.
Pete has been getting into organic chicken farming, so he had to run home to feed his chicken. So I will be manning the calls on my own right now as I cover for my brother. So give us a call. 1-800-HARD with four D's. Punch those D's, everyone. Caller, you are on the air with Hard Nation.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, my God.
It's Donald Trump.
Donald! Oh, you called us back! I'm so excited. Oh, man, we have so much to talk
about.
Calm
down, Mark.
Oh, wow.
Calm down. Let's relax a little.
Ooh, wow.
You sound like all the girls at the various parties I had in the 90s.
Oh, my God. Now, I just saw that that you were being accused of going to sex parties. Was that true?
Absolutely. I love sex parties, and I don't know the age. We never had an age check, okay? I don't know what happened. I'll tell you the one accurate piece in the story.
Yeah.
This is a very big confusion. Every time I climax, I slap the woman and I say, I could do whatever I want. And that's an involuntary act. It's a Tourette's.
My God. I'm not
the best Tourette's. I have incredible, I have very, very offensive Tourette's.
Now, I've always wanted to go to a sex party. I've never been invited because I weigh 350 pounds. No. And people say that I have a body shaped like a bushel of oranges.
I heard that Bing Crosby used to use you to beat his children. Because he would beat his children with a bag of oranges.
I was never Bing Crosby, but Burl Ives one time. Oh, we have another call. Oh, we got, it's Pete. He's calling in from his car. Pete, did you heard on the radio? You heard on the radio that Donald was calling in?
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Donald. This is very confusing to me. I was at my chicken chair, and I heard you called in.
You were in your chicken chair? What the hell did you just say?
My chicken chair?
You have a chair made of chickens?
I hear it.
Are you having sex with a Cylon? It's a reference to Battlestar. I know you don't watch TV. So
I would never watch television.
My God. Becoming a Borg.
How is this possible that this sounds like this now?
Yeah, this is 2016.
You should have a bear. What are you using? One of those ladybug phones? Those jitterbug phones that old people use?
Yes.
Well, Donald,
I am so excited that you are here right before July 4th weekend. July 4th, of course, is the best holiday.
Well, I'm on my boat right now, Mark. I'm on my boat.
Oh, what's it like?
It's wonderful. It's called the cream fat. It's called the cream fat because it's the cream off the top. It's the cream off the top. That's the best. I love the cream off the top in every way possible. I love a young woman. I love a young woman with a creamy crotch. You know what? And I'll throw a little yogurt on there, and then you have a yeast surprise.
That sounds absolutely horrible, Donald.
Wait a minute. You throw yogurt? Where?
I feel like someone is calling us from beyond the grave. This is like watching the Michael Keaton film, White Noise. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, but I do love Multiplicity. And I've been described as the third copy myself of Taft.
You are a third copy of Taft. You're the retarded one, right?
Yeah, I don't like to use the term retarded.
I like to.
I agree with that.
I love it. I love retard. My favorite word.
So what are some
Stephen Hawking's a retard. Everybody knows that.
No, he's not. Is he a retard?
Of course. The way he moves his hand. I mean, he moves his hand like that New York Times reporter. But I don't mean anything about it. I kid. I'm full of love. I love everybody. Well,
but okay, Stephen Hawking, he's so smart. He figured out that black holes can kiss each other and stuff. And
I mean, that sounds like something that someone who's mentally challenged says to black holes kissing each other. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. He got shoved down the stairs in his wheelchair. Unbelievable.
I bet.
Truly. Unbelievable. I mean, could you imagine rolling over and over like that in the wheelchair? What would
you
do?
Are you picturing him just going end over end like a cartoon?
Excuse me. A seagull just landed on me, and it's trying to pull away my...
Where are you at right now? Are you at the South Street Seaport?
I am on my yacht. SS Cream Fat.
And where is it? Where is it moored?
Right now we're moored. We're moored right off of the Statue of Liberty. And we love to go to the Statue of Liberty for the 4th of July. And what we do is I go to all the Home Depots in the New Jersey and Long Island area. I round up all the day workers. I bring them to the abandoned Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
And then I get a little stamp and a hat. And I stand there and I make them line up. And then when they come up, I go, denied. And then I punch him in the face.
You give him so much hope.
And Ellis Island is very dirty. There we go. Oh, here he is.
Here he comes.
Thank God you came to the party, Pete.
It does sound like you have a tracheotomy right now.
I've been here the whole time listening, terrified to what you're saying.
What other advice do you have for people that might not have a yacht coming up on July 4th weekend? How can they experience July 4th the way Mr. Trump would?
Well, first off, you have
to... And do your best to say nothing racist. If you could just keep 4th of July pure.
Absolutely. Well, we want to keep 4th of July pure.
And also, I think this is what liberals want, is just this booming voice that comes into conversations and tells you what you can and cannot talk about.
Well, that's what liberals do, isn't it?
I mean, no, that's what conservatives want, and they call it God, and he doesn't exist.
Unbelievable. First off, I love God. I love God.
You love God.
I love God. I'm not a big fan of Christ. Not a big fan
of
Christ.
No. Well, Christ is a little bit light in the
very
feet, if you
boring,
ask me.
Very, very queer. And that's okay, but he should have been open about it. You know, if he ever came back, this guy's supposed to come back, I would be very anti-Christ. I would be very
You would be anti-Christ.
I'd be very anti-Christ. And if we ever met, it would be Armageddon, I'll tell you that. And I'm a beast. I'm a total beast.
You're a beast.
I'm a total beast, and I've got
that
the marks
we
to
agree
prove it.
On.
You know, keep your Jew mouth shut. Now listen to me, okay? 4th of July. I don't know. Maybe you're poor, okay? So maybe take the oldest member of your family and barbecue them. Take the weakest member of your family and sacrifice them to have some incredible meat. I don't know if you've ever tasted human flesh.
You have had human flesh. Wow.
Melania's uncle passed away while he was visiting our house, and I had my chef prepare him. And we sous-vide his liver, and it was unbelievably delicious.
Is that legal? Can you legally eat another human?
I don't know if it's legal, Mark, but it tasted great. Now, what you need to do, first off, go around your neighborhood, get some weapons. Everybody should have a gun. Go around, see if there's any illegals, people who look brown, people who look weird, people with hoodies on. Go up
what
to
if
them.
You just find a tan white person? Aren't you afraid that white people might have been out at the beach for the weekend and they look like brown people?
I would never be worried about that, okay? Because first off, you can always discern a tan white person from a Mexican because they're awake. They're awake. They're walking around. Mm-hmm. I also think, here's the thing. I love tan. tan's so beautiful, and you got this tan beautiful women. And we want to get as many beautiful women, and what you do is you line them up, and I pay some beautiful women, but you can get your sister, your aunt, your grandmother to do this.
My God.
You put a Roman candle in them, you lube them up, put a Roman candle in them, and then you line them up, and you play the 1812 overture. Unbelievable. And then you fire off the Roman candles, and it's like they're sprayers. It's like they're wet, but they're wet with light. They're wet with light.
I don't know what that means. A sprayer?
A sprayer, a girl.
I'm very naive when it comes to sexual things.
Obviously,
I've got married at 17 years old. I have had one sexual partner.
Have you ever made a woman cum, Mark? Have you ever made a woman cum?
I have six daughters, so my wife must have cum, right?
I don't think so.
How does that work?
I don't think it works.
You come and then you have a baby.
No, you come, but the woman has to come too.
Well, Donald, as we wrap up, what is your message to everyone out there that's hanging out with their families to enjoy July 4th with the people that are important?
Remember your forefathers. Remember the founding fathers. We have to remember Johnny Appleseed. We have to remember Paul Bunyan. These are great people. These are the great people. And God, of course, we need to thank God.
Sure. He's the number one forefather.
Absolutely. He's the ultimate. It was God, Johnny Appleseed, and Paul Bunyan. And they landed here on Plymouth Rock, and then we want to remember when we lost Canada in the Civil War. Very terrible. And I will get Canada back.
I am excited to get Canada back.
I will.
You are an American hero. Thank you for coming,
Mark. And someday your wife will come too.
I can't wait.
Pete, let me tell you. There's a cure for you. We're going to put you in a camp. When I become president, we're going to put you in a camp, and we're going to re-educate you.
I am not insulted by being called a Jew. I think it's a compliment.
Well, you should be, because you're not a lawyer, and you're not an economist. You should be ashamed to be a Jew. You're a sad Jew.
Well, Pete, rush back here. Get back here as soon as you can.
I've got to go. Ivanka and Melania are both modeling thong swimsuits for me. So I want to see who am I going to pick tonight?
That's terrifying.
Bye-bye.
Pete, what was happening with your phone there?
I was at my chicken share and my phone kept cutting in and out. But I have a responsibility to the collective.
To the collective?
Yes.
Oh, your chicken collective.
Yes, my chicken co-op.
So how does that work? So do you guys all have to kiss each other?
No, we don't have to, but we choose to.
You choose to kiss each other in the chicken collective?
I kiss almost everyone I see.
I know. This is the whole problem with communism, is everyone's expected to kiss each other on the lips.
Tongue.
Your tongue is beautiful?
Yes, and you know that to be true.
You have your father's. We have different fathers, so you've got your father's tongue.
And you have your father's tongue, which absolutely fills your mouth.
It fills up my mouth too. But if I have too much salt, it fills up my whole mouth.
It can barely fit in there. It's almost always sneaking out a little bit.
Here, give me that pretzel.
No, salt will inflame it further. Ugh, I can see your uvula undulating, and it is horrifying.
It reminds me of what came out of Carly Fiorina.
Nothing but dead babies. She has a womb full of dead babies, and it is horrifying.
That was horrifying.
I cannot believe that woman thought she could be president of the United States being a graveyard for babies.
Well, join us next week when we look at some of the fashion choices that people are going to be making at the Republican National Convention.
I don't think people should ever wear clothes.
This is Hard Nation. We're closing the border.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.